我们再请翻开新约圣经马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
马太福音第五章，我们从第一节读到第十二节。
We'll read from Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说。
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying,
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，逼捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great.For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再把底下的时间交托仰望你。
Lord, once again, we lift up this following time into your hands.
再把你儿子的国度的荣耀再次显现，启示在我们心中。
That you would once again reveal your kingdom and your son to us.
好像我们的里头有盼望。里头有羡慕，里头也预备等候我们主的再来。
That we would have this hope and this preparation and anticipation of your kingdom to come within us.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们呢交通过很多次关于马太福音。
We've shared many times before on the book of Matthew.
那马太福音呢，它是一卷福音书啊，是说到国度的福音啊。
And the book of The theme of the book of Matthew is the gospel that speaks of the kingdom.
那么他说到呢，国度本身是个福音。
And it speaks itself that the kingdom itself is the good news.
在国度里面呢，那个里面的荣耀的光的情形是何等样的荣耀啊！
And he talks about how within the kingdom it is just so filled with glory.
我们在今天在地上所经历的一切的苦难一切的难处，那么在国度里面都要过去。
That all of the suffering and difficulties that we experience now, that in the kingdom they will all pass away.
我们今天在世上所盼望的、所羡慕的一切事情，都要在国度里面成就。
And all that we hoped for in today will be accomplished in the kingdom.
所以呢，国度本身呢就是一个福音。
So that the kingdom itself is a gospel.
那么同时呢，国度的福音也说到了福音呢有一个目的。
And that the gospel of the kingdom also tells us that the gospel has a purpose.
今天呢，主耶稣基督他在世上面成就救恩呢，赐给我们福音呢，他有个目的，要带领我们进入神的国度里。
And that Jesus' death on the cross and his salvation has a goal and has to bring us into the kingdom.
我们今天在传福音的时候呢，多半呢说到福音呢带给我们的好处。
And today when we share the gospel, often we share about how the gospel brings us a lot of good things.
我们犯罪了，我们需要得罪得赦免。
If we sin, then our sins need to be forgiven.
我们在世上许多的苦难，我们需要人安慰。
And if we're suffering, then we need comfort.
信了主之后呢，今生有好处，有平安，有喜乐。
And if we believe in the Lord, then we'll receive, you know, peace and joy.
来世呢，我们永生，我们不受审判。
And in the future, we'll have eternal life, and we won't face judgment.
这时代本身是个福音哈。
And these things are part of the good.
但是呢，如果我们的福音呢，认识只是局限在对我的里面的好处的话。
But if our concern with the gospel is only about ourselves,
我们还没有看见呢，主他为我们预备这个荣耀的福音，他的主要的目的。
Then we have not recognized that the real purpose for the Lord to prepare His gospel for us.
哎呀，这主赐给我们的荣耀的福音呢，他有一个目的，是为了他自己荣耀所预备的。
And one of the purposes of the gospel is that it was prepared for His own glory.
哎呀，他的永远的旨意啊，是要我们进入啊，借着福音啊，进入他永远的国。
And one of the purposes for us who believe in the gospel to enter into His eternal kingdom.
所以马太福音呢，它呢这个并不是第一卷写成的福音。
So the book of Matthew wasn't the first gospel book to be written.
那么一般人都认为呢，马可福音才是第一卷福音。
Many people consider Mark to be the first gospel.
一般人认为呢，借着马可福音的记载呢，以后才有马太福音，才有路加福音。
And many people believe that after Mark was written, then Matthew and Luke were written.
但是呢，在神那个主神圣的那个主宰的权柄底下呢，神把马太福音呢放在第一卷。
But the Holy Spirit, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the Gospel of Matthew was moved to the front.
哎呀，当我们看见了那个福音呢，不仅仅是为我们这个人的一些好处而预备的。
So we can see that the Gospel wasn't written just for our own benefit.
福音呢，更是为了神他自己的荣耀所预备的。
But that it was prepared for God's eternal purpose.
神的荣耀呢是在什么地方显现呢？
And where is God's glory manifested?
神的荣耀呢在国度里面完全的彰显。
And it will be fully manifested in the kingdom.
所以呢，他把圣灵呢把马太福音呢是摆出第一卷福音呢，我们来认识福音，先认识国度的福音。
So the Holy Spirit moved Matthew to the front so that we can first understand this.The glory of the Lord.
那么在马太福音里面呢，它有很多关于国度的教导。
And Matthew has a lot of teachings about concerning the kingdom.
我们知道每一卷福音书啊，它的重点都不一样啊。
And we know that each of the Gospels has a different focus.
那么因为它的重点不一样呢，那么圣灵呢启示这些作者，他的表达的方式也不太一样。
And because their focus is different, the way the messages were delivered are slightly different.
那么你去看每卷福音书的时候，一面要我们注意到他们的重点在什么地方。
So when we read the Gospels, first you have to focus. We have to determine what their main points are.
你会发觉呢，因为这重点不同啊，他们的表达的方式也不同。
And when we see that their focus is different, we'll see that how they discuss that focus is also different.
那么关于这个国度福音的这个信息呢，神表达的方式呢，是用好几处一些重要的。主的那个信息讲章啊，那个来表达的。
And so, in the book of Matthew, because its topic is about the kingdom, we see that it records several of the Lord's messages to express its theme.
它最少有四五处地方啊，它是那个主了一下子讲，它记载的是讲主讲的那个信息，很长一篇的信息。
There are four or five different messages from the Lord that are very long that were recorded in its entirety in Matthew.
那这些信息呢？你要在其他福音书的话，它在不同的时间记载的，它不是在一个地方在那个记载的。
And if we compare the messages from Matthew to the other Gospels, that in the other Gospels those messages are split apart.
那很显然呢，主的有些话呢，他不是只讲是在讲过一次，他讲好几次的地方。他都说过哈，所以他们记载的时候呢，他们记载的方式不一样。
And the Lord didn't just say these things once; He might have said it many times. So the other Gospels they'll record it differently.
那么神呢就把这个负担摆在那个马太的那个心里头啊，他就是很忠实的、很完整的把那个一些信息、一些重要的信息的那个很完整的记录下来。
And because the Holy Spirit placed this burden in Matthew, he very faithfully recorded these entire messages into his gospel.
借着五六七章的信息，让我们认识一个进国度的人呢，他所需要预备的性格。
And so in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, it records the character of the person who will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
在第十章的时候说到一个主的工人是怎么样为了国度做工的。
And in chapter 10, about someone who serves in the kingdom, how they should behave.
13章的说到今天的国度是怎么样的在地上让人认识的,它怎么样的隐藏的。
And chapter 13 talks about the kingdom that is currently hidden, how it is hidden in the world.
24章、25章的说到国度显现的时候呢, 它有什么样的光景。
And in 24 and 25, it talks about when the kingdom is fully manifested, how it will be displayed.
那么借着这些很完整的记述呢, 我们对国度有一个更完整的一个图画。
And because of these complete messages, we see a more full picture of the kingdom.
所以我们在读马太福音的时候呢, 特别留意啊, 这几章重要的关于国度的讲述。
And so we see in Matthew, he purposely recorded these entire messages that talk about the kingdom.
那么在五六七章啊, 这个是所谓的登山宝训啊, 它是说到一个如果什么样的人呢, 他能够进国度。
So in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount, he talks about the kind of person who will enter into the kingdom.
一个进国度的人呢, 怎么样来预备他自己。
And a person who is prepared to enter into the kingdom, how he should prepare himself.
那么在这样的讲述里头, 一个最重要的开始呢, 他用八个福开始的。
And so, in this message, he begins with, very importantly, these eight blessings.
那这八个福呢, 是我们上次说呢, 是说到, 如果活在这个八个福的光景底下的人, 才有可能啊, 是那个活出到后面的三章里面, 是主的要求。
And we discussed before that, only if you live under these eight blessings, could you possibly fulfill the rest of the message in
these
chapters.
什么是,
so what is the blessing? So when we talk about blessings today, we think about having a lot of kids, having a lot of money.
特别是中国人啊，那么，那讲到你的非常有好的财富哈，有的好的事业哈，有好的身体，这都是一个福气，对不对？
So they think having a good career, a good family, and a lot of wealth, and a good, you know, healthy, being healthy, these are all blessings.
这是世上的人所讲的福气。
So these are the blessings that the world considers to be blessings.
基督徒的讲的福气是什么呢?
And but Christians, what do we consider to be blessings?
发觉呢,基督徒讲的福气啊,其实跟人家差不了多少。
But we see that Christian concept of blessings and the world concept of blessings aren't very different.
我们信的主人,我们说这个基督徒他是有福的,为什么呢?
When we say, oh, this Christian is very blessed. Why?
因为呢，他爱主，他那个是主祝福他，所以呢，他才好的身体，所以呢，他有那个爱那个承继的这儿女，所以呢，他们有好的夫妻的关系。
We say that oh, this brother is blessed because he loves the Lord, and the Lord has blessed him with, you know, a good family, good health, and many children.
这里的时候，他说主说的福，他指的什么呢？
But here, when the Lord talks about blessings, what is he talking about?
他在第一节跟第六节告诉我们呢，什么是主耶稣基督在这里所说的福。
So in verse 1 and verse 6, he talks about what the Lord considers to be a blessing.
他说虚心的人有福了，为什么有福呢？
He says, blessed are the poor in heart, why, or the poor in spirit, why are they blessed?
因为天国是他们的。
Because for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
那么为义受逼迫的人有福了，为什么他有福呢？ 第十节，最后一个福。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这里所说的福气是什么呢？
What are these blessings?
这里所说的福呢，是进国度的福气。
These blessings are those that are entering into the kingdom of heaven.
什么样的人是一个有福的人呢？
What kind of person is someone who is blessed?
是一个能够进国度的人有才是有福气。
Only someone who is able to enter into the kingdom.
今天事实上我们刚刚所说的那些福气都是暂时的，是短暂的。
All the blessings we talked about before are temporary.
什么样的一件事情证明说我们这个人是个有福的人呢？
What things testify that this person is blessed?
哎呀，我们那个能够进入国度，那才是最大的福气。
To be able to enter into the kingdom is the greatest blessing.
那么这，所以你看这边讲的福气的时候，它不是这个世上的福气来讲的。
So we see all these blessings here aren't for those for things that we consider to be blessings in the world.
一个虚心的人，一个邻里贫穷的人，在世上有什么样的福气呢？
For someone who is poor in spirit, what kind of blessing is that in the world?
那么一个哀痛的人，常常为最最悲伤的人，在世上有什么样的福气呢？
So for someone who mourns, what kind of blessing is that in the world?
一个温柔的人，在地上得到什么样的地土呢？
Someone who comforts, what kind of blessings do people?
一个温柔的人在地上得不到什么地土的。
This kind of person won't receive very much in the world today.
一个为受逼迫的人在地上有什么福气呢？
For someone who is persecuted for righteousness, what kind of blessings do they get in the world?
为了主的名，受人的辱骂，受人的逼迫。这个看不是什么福气啊！就算是基督徒，你都不觉得这个人是有福气的人。
For someone who is persecuted or insulted because of the Lord, is that really a blessing?
这边说的
even we wouldn't consider it.
这边说到的福气呢，是国度的人的福气。
So all of these blessings are talking about the kingdom.
你是不是一个有福的人呢？
Are you a person who is blessed?
直到哪一天在国度里我见到你的时候，我说你是个福气的人。
When the kingdom comes, then you'll be considered blessed.
那天我看到 Chris 的时候，在国度里说 ，Chris， 你在这里，你是个有福的人。
When I see Brother Chris in the kingdom, and I'll say, Chris, you're blessed.
弟兄们喊在这里，我们这是个有福的人。
Brother, you're here. We are a blessed people.
主呢，把借着这个那个福，让我们看，把我们眼目包的，把我们个人目看到那个国度里头那里面的荣耀，里面的福分。
So when we enter into the kingdom, we'll see the true worth of the blessings.
我们上次交通过三个前面三个福气。
Last time we shared about the first three blessings.
那么我们今天来的交通呢，就交通那个饥渴慕义的人是有福的。
So today we'll start from blessed are the gentle.
那么他说饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
那么，在要进国度的人里面呢，要必须是一个有福的人。这有福的人呢，其中有一点呢，必须是一个饥渴慕义的人。
So, to enter the kingdom, first you have to be blessed, and one of these blessings is for someone who hungers and thirsts for righteousness.
我们当我们信主的时候啊，那个神呢就把一个渴慕要主的心呢赐给我们。
When we pursue the Lord, He will put in us a heart that hungers and thirsts for righteousness.
我们一生那个一信了主以后，就像一个出生的婴孩一样啊，我们呢渴慕啊，想要喝那个灵奶。
When we first believe, we're like a newborn child, and we want to drink the spiritual milk.
我们呢渴慕要得更多的认识我们的主。
And we truly desire to learn more about our Lord.
所以在圣经上面呢，他说到很多需要追求的事情。
So when we talk about pursuing the Lord, there are a lot of things that we need to seek. And
那么一个饥渴的人呢，是说到一个有追求的人。
When we talk about someone who hungers or thirsts, it talks about someone who's diligently seeking.
因为我们呢起来追求。我们的里头啊，有的那个显出我们里面的饥渴。
So when we are pursuing the Lord, it shows the hunger and thirst that we have within us.
那圣经上面呢，这也是在那个新约圣经里面，他说到很多方面的追求。
In the New Testament, it talks about many different areas of pursuit of the Lord.
一个信主的人呢，在罗马书说了，他说我们要追求和睦。
So in a special person, it says in Romans should pursue peace.
那么那在哥林多前书呢，他说我们要追求爱。
And in First Corinthians, we should pursue love.
那么在帖撒罗尼迦前书呢，说我们要追求良善。
In First Thessalonians, we should pursue goodness.
那么在希伯来书，他说我们要追求圣洁。
And in Hebrews, we should pursue holiness.
那么保罗他在写给那个提摩太的两卷书信里头的话，更是说到我们要提摩太呢多方面的追求。
And in 1st and 2nd Timothy, Paul tells Timothy that he has to pursue a whole many other things.
那么在前书呢，他说呢，你要追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
And in 1 Timothy, it says you have to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Gentleness needs to be pursued.
那么在后书呢, 他说, 要追求公义, 仁爱, 信心,
and in 2 Timothy, it says you have to pursue goodness, righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
And 他说到这, 许多方面呢, 一个信主的人需要起来追求的。
And so many of these attributes, we have to pursue them.
我们稍微留意一点呢, 你发觉呢, 圣经上所说的追求呢, 跟我们所说的追求呢, 的认识呢, 有点不太一样啊。
And so we see also that our understanding of pursuit and the Bible's understanding of pursuit are slightly different.
我们今天所说的这追求的时候, 常常是在属灵知识上的追求。
When we pursue these things, we consider them spiritually.
当我们说这个弟兄、这个姊妹他起来，这有心起来追求主的时候
，When we talk about this brother or sister has a heart to rise up and pursue the Lord，
我们说这个弟兄爱主，他非常追求。
We say that this brother truly loves the Lord. He is pursuing him.
我们这个是什么意思呢？
What do we mean by this?
我们说呢，是因为这个弟兄呢，他喜欢读圣经啊，他喜欢读属灵的书籍。
It's often because we consider that this brother likes to read the Bible or other spiritual books. Yeah,
说这个弟兄呢喜欢聚会，参加各个在各地的聚会。
Or that this brother likes to attend meetings and they attend fellowships all over the place.
他这个弟兄呢喜欢那个在听信息啊，网上的各处的信息。说这个弟兄非常追求。
Or then if they like to listen to messages, we'll say, oh, this brother is truly pursuing the Lord.
我们的这追求确实是好的哈，但是呢，我们的观念里头追求的时候啊，都是追求一些属灵上的知识，对于认识神他自己的心意。
And these things are good, and it means that we're pursuing after knowledge of the Lord to understand His will.
但是圣经上，你刚刚有没有注意到，我们说出这么多的追求，它是指着什么来说的呢？
But if you consider carefully what the Bible talks about when it talks about things that we should pursue, what is it talking about?
圣经上所说的追求呢，都是说到我们这个人里面的性情、生里面的生命、里面的成长来说的。
And it's talking about a person's inner character and their life and their growth.
追求神在我们里面是那个生命的长大。
We should pursue after the growth of the Lord's life within us.
追求神的性情更多在我们身上的显现。That his
purpose will be made more manifest within us.
所以，如果我们今天所认识的追求，if
the pursuit that we recognize today
不能够带进我们生命上的那个长进的话，cannot
bring about this spiritual growth within us.
不能够在我们的生命上、性情上更多显出他主祭的荣美的话，can't
produce this character growth within us. And demonstrate the Lord's beauty. Then this isn't the pursuit that the Bible is talking about. So the pursuit that the Bible speaks about should bring about this growth of character and the demonstration of God's life within us.
所以啊，如果仔细想的话呢，因为我们对于追求这个名词的偏差啊。 我们对于这些圣经上所说的追求，其实呢不是很熟悉的。Because
of this difference in the understanding of the word to pursue, we often don't understand fully what the Bible is speaking about.
那么其中大概有几个我们稍微熟悉一点的。There
may be a few points that we are more familiar with.
我们知道我们的信心需要长大。We
know that our faith must grow.
我们的一天要比一天更有信心，更多来信靠主。
And we know that day after day, we have to increase in faith to believe in Him more. So we have to pursue faith. And with love, we have this great feeling. We need to love more our brothers and sisters and the Lord. We can say that we're pursuing love.
但是真正能够说到是追求爱啊，可能还不一定啊。但是我们至少我们可以认识了，我们在那个对于爱呢，需知道有需要更多的爱在我们身上。Although
we can say we're pursuing love, we may not know it fully, but we can recognize it when we see it, and that we know that we need to pursue love.
但是在这里面的这许多的追求里头啊，很多我们不是很熟悉的。
But in many of these things that we need to pursue, we are not familiar with them.
其中一个呢，我想可能哈，是最不熟悉的呢，是要追求公义。
I think the one that we are most unfamiliar with is in the pursuit of righteousness.
当主在这里说啊，他说要饥渴慕义哈。
It says here, the Lord says that we who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
这个中文呢、啊，这个用多了哈，我们把追饥渴慕义当做是个一般的词句 ，general term 哈。
So in the Chinese, we say hunger for thirst, it's become a very general term.
我们说，主啊，求你赐给我一个饥渴慕义的心。
So we pray to the Lord to ask, let's give us a heart that hungers and thirsts for righteousness.
这个弟兄他非常有饥渴慕义的灵。
We often say that this brother has a spirit that thirsts, hungers and thirsts for righteousness.
我们的意思呢是说我们希望对于属灵的事情更多的渴慕，这是一个很一般的词句，我们这样用的。
And often we'll say we have a spirit that hungers and thirsts for spiritual things.
那么
this becomes a very plain term.
这句当然这么用也不算错了。
And in using it in this way isn't technically wrong.
但是主在这边说的时候呢，它是一个特定的一个词句的。
But when the Lord uses it here, it's a very special phrase.
它特别我们讲的是我们要渴慕，我们要有饥渴，要追求一件事情。
It says we have to have this desire, this hunger and thirst to pursue after something.
就是追求神他自己的公义。
It's to pursue the Lord's righteousness.
英文你在读的时候呢，就比较清楚了 ，hunger and thirst of righteousness. 它是我们的又饥又渴的，要什么呢？要神的公义。
And the English translation says the hunger and thirst for righteousness says what are we hungering and thirsting for, which is righteousness.
啊，我们呢？这个不太这么样的领会啊，因为我们呢，对于神的公义这件事情呢，我们认识的太少。
We may not understand the pursuit of righteousness because we don't understand righteousness itself.
我们大概很少是又饥又渴的要来追求神的公义。
It's very uncommon for us to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
我们对于那个公义的那个认识呢，常常是非常非常肤浅的。
And our understanding of righteousness is very shallow.
我们呢知道我们一信主的时候呢，我们的神呢，神的恩典呢，因信呢就称我们为义人了。
We know that when we believe in the Lord, that we are justified by our faith in Him.
我们那里头也有这样的信心，有这样的把握，那个神不再定我的罪了。
We have this faith and this hope within us that the Lord will no longer condemn us for our sins.
那么在神的眼中呢，我是一个义人了。
That in God's eyes we are now a righteous person.
啊，感谢赞美主啊，因为他在十字架上的救赎啊，他洗净我一切的罪了，我在神面前被称义了。
You give thanks and praise to the Lord that when we believe in Him, His blood has washed away our sins, and we stand justified before Him.
那么在信那之后呢，我们呢大家很少来再来注重在这神的公义上啊。
And after this point, we are very, very few times will we.Dwell upon this point of righteousness.
我们呢花很多的心思在认识神他是永远的旨意，花很多心思在增加我们里面的爱，增加我们的信心。
So we spend a lot more time considering the Lord's eternal purpose and asking Him to increase our faith and our love.
我们很少注意啊那个的公义啊，在我们属灵那个生活上了、啊，他的那个他扮演那个重要的那个角色。
We don't very often consider the impact of righteousness upon our spiritual lives.
其实呢，如果我们更多的认识神的义的话呢，你发觉呢，这个义呢，是我们一切属灵追求的根基啊。
But if we carefully consider, righteousness is the foundation of our spiritual lives.
我们说我们要追求爱，我们也对于这些追求稍微多认识一点是追求爱，对不对？
We often say we have to pursue love, and we know that love is something that we are a little familiar with in pursuing.
我们羡慕啊，那个《哥林多前书》十三章里面所说那个爱的那个光景。
We truly desire the conditions in 1 Corinthians 13 about talking about someone who loves.
恒久忍耐又有恩慈，哎呀，那个爱真是美啊。
Someone who's full of patience and long suffering. That's That's a really great ideal.
爱从哪里来呢？
But where does love come from?
我们今天追求爱，要爱爱爱，爱就来了嘛。
Today, if we want to pursue love, and would love just come to us?
保罗他在那个提摩太前书，他告诉我们了。
Paul in 1 Timothy tells us.
他说爱呢，是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
It tells us that love comes from
pure
heart.
Blameless conscience.
Pure heart, good conscience, and a sincere faith.
爱呢，不是说我们在口头上追求追求爱，那爱就来了。
It's not that we talk about pursuing love, 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 and love will come to us.
爱呢，是从我们一个清洁无愧的良心跟信心里头自然生出来的。
Love is born naturally from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
如果我们里头有一个清洁的心，
if we have a pure heart within ourselves,
有一个无愧的良心，
a good conscience,
有一个无伪的信心，
and a sincere faith,
主呢就把那个神的爱呢加一个赐给我们，在我们涌流出来。
Then the Lord would give us His love and it will manifest within us.
什么是无心？什么是清洁的心呢？
What is a pure heart?
什么是无愧的良心呢？
What is a good conscience?
这是义的表现，对不对？
It is the expression of righteousness.
当我们是说一个人，这个人呢、啊，真是一个他的心是清洁的心，没有任何玷污的，他那个不沾染罪污的一个人。
So someone who has a pure heart means that, they're clean and they aren't stained by sin.
我们说这个人呢、啊，他常常对神像保罗那样子，对神对人都存着无愧的良心呢、啊。那时候，如果这个人他是对人对神都存那个无愧的良心。
And if a person has a good conscience before men and God.
那么我们说这个人是什么样的人呢？
You say, what kind of person is this?
我们说这是一个义人。
You say, this is a righteous person, right?
哎呀，这个是在是活在神面前的一个义人。
And this is someone who lives righteously before the Lord.
他在生命上显出神义的那个性情来。
And they demonstrate the Lord's righteousness in their lives.
因着他显出神的身，他经历追求神的意呢，爱显在他里头了。
And because they are a demonstration of God's righteousness, then God's love is made manifest in him.
今天这个世界呢也讲爱，对。
Today's world also talks about love.
那基督徒讲爱，不是基督徒也讲爱。
Christians talk about love and non-Christians talk about love.
但是这世界上呢，为什么那么充满了仇恨，没有爱呢？
But why is this world so filled with hate and not love?
因为人呢，很多时候讲爱啊，是呢是情欲的爱啊，是那个这个世俗那个人那个人间的爱。
Because when the world talks about love, it often talks about just love between people.
那么这爱呢，没有建到一个那个一个坚固的根基上。一个 solid foundation.
It's not built on a solid foundation.
那么，今天人讲爱的是其实讲的人的感觉了。
And so when the world talks about love, it's just talking about people's feelings.
哎呀，我有感觉很好，很棒，这就是爱。
I have a very good feeling, so this is love.
很多时候呢，这个爱呢，是那个情欲啊，是神所咒诅的爱。
So oftentimes what the world talks about love is something that the Lord would condemn.
人把哪一些那个属于属魂的那个属肉体的爱呢，来代替神的爱啊。
People would take a love that is born from the flesh and use it to substitute for God's love.
因为不认识的义的缘故啊，那个爱呢，真正的显出来的不是美丽啊，而是肮脏污秽。
Because they don't recognize God's righteousness, this love that the worldexhibit is not pure and clean, but stained and filthy.
唯有当我们认识神，他是的公义，站在神的公义上的时候，那么我们里头的爱呢，才是神所喜悦的，才是神所要的。
Only when we stand on the Lord's righteousness, would the love that we exhibit be something that pleases the Lord and He desires.
那么这不光只是爱的，是这个例子而已啊。他其实所有的一些属灵的一些追求啊，都是在这个根基上的。
And love isn't the only example. All the things that we pursue spiritually need to stand on this foundation.
我们来看一下那个腓立比书啊第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章啊，他第八节他说呢，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8, more than that, I count all things to be lost in the view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
啊，为了要得着主啊，保罗把一切都丢弃了哈，看作粪土一样。
So he has cast away all things for pursuing the Lord.
那么他得到基督是得到哪得到基督的哪一个方面呢？
So that he can gain Christ, and what does he gain?
那么他说，并且他第一个是那个提出来一件事情，他说，并且得以在他里头，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是信神而来的义。
It says in verse 9, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
你知道保罗他在写腓立比书的时候呢，他的那个属灵生命已经是非常非常的成熟了。
We know that when Paul wrote the book of Philippians, his spiritual growth, he was already very mature.
他同时呢，还写了那个以弗所书，写的是那个哥罗西书。
He also wrote Ephesians and Colossians.
那么在这两节书上，我们看见了他们的，就那个保罗真是认识神永远旨意的那个人。他对神那个神的奥秘，神的那个永远的旨意是那么样的清楚哈。
And we see in these three books that Paul's understanding of God's eternal purpose and the mystery are very deep.
当保罗他说呢，他要得到基督的时候。那么我们底下盼望他举个例子，一定是说这个例子，因为认识主呢，所以他知道神三成天的心意。我们因为他认识主呢，所以呢他有那个各样的那个他的恩赐，对不对？我们盼望他能够讲一些这方面的他的经历。
So when he talks about pursuing righteousness, we think that he would have an example.Through his great experience and his maturity in the Lord.
但是他说不是，他说他并他举了个一个例子，他是说是在基督里头呢，有那个信基督的义，因信神而来的义。
But the example that he gave us is that his faith in Christ that he may receive righteousness through that faith.
这个义呢是在什么时候得着的呢？是我们一信主的时候就得着了。对不对？
Isn't this righteousness received when the moment we believe in the Lord?
难道保罗在这个时候，他还要来肯定什么他那个他是一个因信称义的人吗？
At this point in his life, is Paul needing to reaffirm his righteousness by faith, justification by faith.
难道是要那个保罗他信了主了，这么多人到了写了监狱书信的时候呢，他才里头对于这个他是一个被称义人才有那么的把握吗？
Is it only at this point when he's so mature in the Lord that he has this hope that he is justified by faith?
不是的，保罗呢，就在这个时候他还发觉，就信那个追求主那么多的发觉。他一切的那个追求的根基呢，如果不是在于根基于他当初信主的时候主赐给他的义的话呢，都没有都是枉然的。
Of course not. If he didn't have this hope in the justification of faith, then all of this previous growth would have been in vain or for nothing.
所以底下继续他说哈。
So he continues on to say in verse.
他说这个义呢，这个他在一信主那个时候。那么就得到这个义呢，能够使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
It says in verse 10 that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。那么这保罗说呢，这个义呢，使我能够认识基督。
Paul tells us that this justification by faith.Allows us to know the Lord.
能够一面他晓得他复活的大能
，and understand the power of His resurrection.
一面呢晓得和他一同受苦，那个磨成效法他的死
，and the fellowship of His sufferings being conformed to His death.
啊，这两个这方面呢是我们的属灵追求的这最重要的两个点，不是吗
？Aren't these two points the most important points in our spiritual pursuit?
我们今天如何能够胜过那个仇敌？如何能够经历患难？
How can we overcome the enemy and endure through suffering.
如何能够像保罗他说呢？他说我四面受敌呢，却不被困住啊，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不被死亡。他是怎么样经历这些苦难的呢？
How does Paul proceed through all these sufferings?
那么是借着神复活生命的大能。
It is through the power of the resurrection.
那么另一方面呢？ 他知道他这个人呢，这天然的人呢，这旧造呢，那是需要好好的被对付的，是吧？必须要死的。On
the other hand, he knows that his old self needs to be dealt with and opposed.
他跟主一同受苦呢，磨成死的主死的形状。Through
the fellowship of the Lord's sufferings, we are being conformed to his death.
啊，这两个方面呢，正是我们的属灵追求最重要的两个点，对不对？
Aren't these two points the important points of our spiritual pursuit?
那他是怎么样来经历的呢? 站在怎么样的根基上呢?
How did he pursue these two points? On what foundation did Paul stand upon?
他的根基就在于他当初信主的第一天，主因着信主加给他的义。
On the very first day he believed, his justification by faith, that righteousness that he received.
你看我们啊，所以我们对于义的认识呢，实在是非常非常的浅薄啊。So
we see that our understanding of righteousness is very, very shallow.
所以呢，那个主他说呢，你们要饥渴，又饥又渴的，要什么呢？要神的公义。So
the Lord tells us we have to hunger and thirst for what? For righteousness.
我们呢，对于义的那个认识啊，那个其实。 那个主呢，对那个在我们身上啊，要让我们经历那个神的公义啊，是非常非常的丰富的。So
our need to pursue righteousness,
主要很多方面呢，那个来我们认识神他自己的公义。He
has many facets of understanding for us. To when we pursue his righteousness.
那么一开始呢，我们信了主呢，就因着信的缘故呢，神就称我们为义。
When we first believe in the Lord through justification by faith, he calls us righteous.
那么这个我们说到这个义呢，是我们一切属灵追求的根基。And
this righteousness is what we consider our spiritual foundation.
那么因着有这那个义的根基呢。 我们呢可以更多的追求主他自己，追求爱，我们追求各样属灵的福分。And
on this foundation, we can pursue the other aspect, which is love.
那么更多的能够来追求认识我们的主。And
we can pursue after our Lord to understand Him more.
那么主呢，在我们身上的心意哈，他还不仅仅是让我们称义，有个称义的地位就结束了。So,
but our Lord doesn't just end our righteousness just on this label of being called righteous.
如果我们呢，仅仅呢，这个那个只是一个神算为义的人的话，还是非常可惜的。If
we're only someone who is counted righteous by the Lord, it is very unsatisfying.
那么神的心意不但是要算我们为义啊，神要把我们做成他的义。Not
only are we to be simply counted righteous by the Lord, but we are to be made into his righteousness.
所以在罗马书这个讲到神的那个福音的时候呢，他前五章的时候呢，他讲的是说这个是我们的如何的因信称义，站在是进入现在所站的这个地位当中。In
Romans the first 5 books talks about how we are justified by our faith, how we are made called righteous.
那么到第六章的开始的时候，因为有这个这样的这个稳固的根基呢。 那个我们要开始追求，我们借着受尽了，我们与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。And
in Romans chapter 6, only upon that foundation will we be united with the Lord, die on the cross with Him, buried and resurrected with Him.
所以呢，他说我们呢要做一个顺命的奴仆呢，以至于诚意。So
it says that we have to be a slave of obedience and resulting in righteousness.
啊，神要把那个，这因着我们顺从主、顺从神呢，神要把那个义呢，做在我们的里面。
We have to be obedient to the Lord, and then He would put His righteousness in us.
圣经上说呢, 那么我有行义的人才是义人,
the Bible tells us that only someone who does righteous things is a righteous person.
我们呢不应该就做个名不符实的义人，就是说我们名字是一个义人，但是实际上不是个义人。
We shouldn't be a righteous person in name only.
我们呢要做个名副其实的义人，我们名字，我们被称为名字，但是我们实际上还是个，就是这个义人。We
have to be a righteous person in name and deeds as well.
神要把他的义呢，那个把我们他的义的性情做到我们里头。So
he has to, the Lord has to place his righteousness in us.
什么叫做饥渴又饥又渴的要神的义呢？
So what does it mean to hunger and thirst for God's righteousness?
因为呢，我们感那个更多认识的我们那个得救的根基，还是我们为这个感谢我们的神。
On one hand, we have to understand the foundation of our salvation, and we give thanks to our Lord for it.
在这个根基上面呢，我们呢更多才能够有这追求，那个认识我们的主。
And on that foundation, we can pursue and seek after the Lord.
一方面呢，我们里面有那个不满足。
But on the other hand, we're not satisfied with this only.
我们跟神说啊，神啊。 光光这个称义的地位不够，我里头不满足。
We have to say to the Lord, just being counted righteous isn't enough for me. We aren't satisfied.
哎呀，不但是你称我为义啊，主啊，你把我做成那个你义的性情。
We have to say to the Lord, we're not satisfied with just being justified. We want to be made righteous.
哎，我们里面呢饥渴的盼望神的义的性情显在我们里头。
That the Lord's righteousness will be made manifest in us.
你知道啊，行义这件事情啊，真的是我们真正的义的显在我们里头的时候，我们有那个满足的感觉。
Only when we perform righteousness would our hearts be satisfied.
你知道吗？当我们呢在一个环境里头啊，我们那个。 人怎么做，我们也怎么做。别人犯错，我们也犯错。那虽然我们得到一些好处，但是你很虚空的。
If we continue to live as a world with what other people do, we do. When other people fail, we fail as well. Even though we have some benefit of salvation, we aren't satisfied.
有的时候呢，我们为着环境的那个我们不由自主的缘故，我们做些不该做的事情呢，里头呢，里头非常非常的那个难过，非常非常的虚空的。
If due to circumstances, we are unable to resist temptation, and we do some things that we shouldn't, we'll feel very hollow within ourselves.
当别人都填一些虚假的那个的 form 的时候，那些表格的时候，别人都填一些不真实的表格的时候。
If other people fill in some forms that are not real.
Not truthful.
So if you fill in some forms dishonestly, and you feel compelled to do the same, afterwards you may say to yourself, why did I do that?
当别人的同事们都在那个报表都在做假的时候。 你也跟着做假，你做完了之后，你说我怎么做这种事情呢？
If all of your coworkers are filling in the reports dishonestly and you do the same as well, you may say to yourself afterwards, why am I doing this?
靠着主的恩典呢，我们呢，那个胜过这些试探呢，我们按着真真实实的该做什么做什么，该说什么说什么的时候，你发觉啊，做完之后啊，里头非常非常的喜乐。
But if we resist the temptation and we act and we say things honestly, then afterwards we'll feel filled with joy.
他说，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得到饱足。
It says those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are blessed because they will be satisfied.
哎呀，当我们呢那个神的义性情住在我们里头，我们身上能够活出他来的时候啊，里面呢是何等样的满足。
When we are able to live out the righteousness of the Lord, then we will be filled with this satisfaction.
神的心意呢，不单单是要把他的性情做在我们里头。God's
will isn't just to put his character in us.
神呢，在义的事上面对我们有个更高的那个期望，
But,
那更高的一个旨意啊。
on the theme of righteousness, God has an even greater and higher purpose for us.
在哥林多后书第五章二十一节，他这么说。
In 2 Corinthians 5:21, says this.
他说呢，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
It says He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf.
好叫我们在他的里面成为神的义。
So that we might become the righteousness of God in Him.
哎呀，那个主耶稣基督呢，是那个不知道罪，什么是罪的，没有罪那一位。
The Lord Jesus Christ, He had no sin. He didn't know what sin was.
他在十字架上面呢，替我们成为罪啊。
On the cross, He became sin for us.
哎，你要想要知道什么是罪吗？你看主在十字架上面就知道什么是罪。
If you want to know what sin is, you have to look at the Lord upon the cross, and then you know what sin is.
他在十字架上面担当我们世上一切的罪孽。
On the cross, He took all of our sins upon Himself.
哎呀，他不但是那个遭受，那因此流血舍身啊，他遭那个父神离弃，掩面不顾不看他。
Not only did He suffer upon the cross through physically with the bleeding and nails, but the Lord God turned His face away from Him.
因为他那个时候，在那个时候替我们成了罪。
Because at that moment, He became sin for us.
他有个目的。
So He had a purpose.
他叫我们呢，在他里头啊。成为神的义啊
，so that in Him we would become the righteousness of God.
哇，这是什么？这是什么样的工作？我们这样的人居然可以成为神的义啊
！What amazing work is this that we? What kind of people are we that we would become the righteousness of God?
哎呀，我们可以举个比喻啊，我们来对它稍微认识一点。
Let's give an example that we may understand this a little.
那么。我们假设在有一天呢，在上审判台前的时候
，We know that one day when we stand before the judgment seat，
有两种人呐、啊，他们两种人呢、啊，他们要那个挑战神的公义啊。
There are two kinds of people that will stand before God's righteousness。
那么一个呢，就是撒旦啊，跟他的喽啰啊，跟他的那个奴仆的仆役们。
We know that on one hand is Satan and his servants。
他会跟神挑战神的说：“神啊。”没错啊，你是公义的，你实在圣洁的，但是呢，你的圣洁的公义的只能留在天上啊，你在世上呢找不到别的，找不到你的那种公义的。
So Satan and his servants will say, Lord, truly you are righteous and that's undisputable, but your righteousness only extends in heaven. On earth there is no one.
你圣经不是这么说吗？世人都犯了罪嘛，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Doesn't the Bible say this? That all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God?
圣经上说没有义人的，连一个都没有嘛。
And there's not even one righteous, not even one.
要谁能够达到你那个公义的要求呢
？Who can live up to your standard of righteousness?
那么你审判还有什么意义呢
？What is your judgment? What purpose does it have?
那么还有一种人也要来挑战神。
Another group of people would come and argue before the Lord.
就是那在世上的好人。
And these are the good people in the world.
他们呢做了很多的好事。
They've done many good things.
只要有那个风灾啊，他们也到那救济的；有地震的，他也去救济的；有这个那个有那个核子那个核灾的，他们也去了。
Whether it's whatever natural disaster, you know, a storm, an earthquake, or a flood, these people would be the first people there to go help.
哎呀，你要说这个救济人啊，帮助人，他们没有人比得上他们的。
And we're talking about people that would that saving other people or helping other people. No one can compare to them.
他们呢性情也好，他们那个个性也好，他们也不那个随便的那个攻击人，哎，真是个好人。
And the whole world considers them to be good people. They don't they act well. They do good things and they don't attack other people.
那唯一一件事情呢，他是不信主。
The only thing is that they don't believe in the Lord.
他会跟神说啊。
So these people will say to the Lord.
神啊。你是圣洁公义的，没错。
They'll say, Lord, true, you are holy and righteous.
但是呢，在你以外呢，那个我们做的还不够好吗？我们这样子的人还不能够被那个不能被称为义吗
？But apart from you, aren't the things that we did good enough? Can we be called righteous too?
如果我们这样的人都不能是称为义人的话，还有谁能够称为义人呢
？If we can't even consider righteous, then Is there any other person that is righteous?
有个基督徒啊，在旁边就跟他说了，你要知道啊，神要的是一百分，神不是要的九十九分，因为你只有九十九分呢，才差一分呢，所以你不能进去。
But And then Christians on the side will say, the Lord asks for 100%. If you're 99%, it's still not good enough. You have to be 100% to come before the Lord.
这样子你的神怎么公平呢? 我们这样子人还不算公义的话, 那个谁算义人呢? 神的你的义只能在天上, 你的地上没有啊。
So these people would say, then Lord, your righteousness is unfair. If you know, we can't enter into heaven, then who else can? Your righteousness is only in heaven and not on earth.
神要怎么回答他们这两个人呢? 这两群人呢?
How will the Lord answer these two groups of people?
你要认识我的公义吗?
The Lord would say, you want to know my righteousness?
你们以为我的公义只在天上吗?
Do you think my righteousness only extends in heaven?
你要看我的公义, 这些人就是我的公义。
If you want to see my righteousness, these people are my righteousness.
这些人呢, 是那个我爱的血所洒的人, 他们就是我的公义。
These people who are covered by my son's blood, these are my righteousness.
在这些人身上, 不但是有我们的血保血的遮盖, 他们身上有义的行为。
Not only are they covered with my son's blood, they live out the righteousness.
我们呢,要成为神的义,
we are to become God's righteousness.
那么我们,圣经说呢,
and one day the Bible tells us that we will judge angels.
我们凭什么审判天使呢?
With what will we judge angels?
因为呢,
because there will be the expression of God's
righteousness.
We stand upon the Lord's righteousness and we may judge angels.
那个神呢,
the Lord needs to find, apart from himself, the expression of his righteousness.
整个约伯记呢,
the book of Job actually talks about this.
我们呢,今天在读约伯记的时候呢,常常就约伯记嘛,就注重在约伯这个人身上。
When we read and study the book of Job today, we often dwell upon the person of Job because
我们呢,
the book of Job.
我们注意到他受多少的苦, 我们呢,受到他遭受多少的灾难。
We often see all the things that he suffered and the horrible things that happened to him.
我们呢,就注意到他发了多少的怨言, 他在里面说了多少那些不该说的话。
And we look at and see the things that he says and we say that, you know, maybe he shouldn't have said these things.
我们倒是说,哎呀,这约伯这个人到最后,他的魂得救了, 因为呢,他这个人,这个改变了, 他从前风闻有你呢, 有神,现在是亲眼看见神了, 所以他在炉灰当中懊悔。
So we may say that at the end, Job was a changed person. His soul is saved, or his spirit is saved because he saw the Lord face to face.
整个整个那个好像整本约伯记呢，就是在讲着约伯这个人呢，怎么样从公义变成一个完全。
So we say how the whole book of Job is about, you know, how Job became a good person to become a perfect person.
约伯没有那么重要。
Job is actually not that important.
不会为了因着约伯他的灵命多增长一点，他原来就是完全公义圣洁，这无可指责，变得更认识神一点，需要付出这么多人生命上的代价。
Job isn't actually that important because he was already a blameless and upright man, fearing God, and just because he knew the Lord a little bit more, he didn't need to suffer all of these things.
不然他的仆人们都几乎都死了。
Even though all of his servants were dead.
他的儿女们也都死了。
And all of his children.
为着仅仅是为了约伯，他多认识一点神，需要牺牲这么多人的性命吗？
Just so Job can know the Lord a little bit more, did all these people have to die?
我们完全的忽略了约伯记里面的重点。
And you have completely overlooked the main point about Job.
约伯记是怎么样开始的呢？
How does the book of Job begin?
为什么会有约伯记里面这样的故事呢？
Why will we have the story of Job?
因为有一天呢，那么那个撒旦呢来到神的面前。
One day Satan came before the Lord.
人跟撒旦说了，你看见我的仆人约伯没有？
The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
地上再没有一个人像他完全的正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的。
For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil.
哎呀，神呢在以约伯来夸口。
The Lord is boasting about Job.
借着约伯的这个在这上说义的行为，他定撒旦的罪的。
Upon Job's righteousness, he is condemning Satan's sin.
啊, 撒旦当然是不肯, 对不对?
But Satan doesn't just take it.
啊, 他说呢, 哎呀, 其实呢, 那个, 那个约伯这个敬畏神其实没有原因的呢。
He says, so Satan says to the Lord, he fears, he acts this way for a reason.
那么你这各方面都在对他好嘛，各方面的祝福他嘛，他当然敬畏你了。
Because you bless him in all aspects of his life, of course he follows you.
如果呢，你把他的所有东西拿掉的话，他绝对当面就弃掉你的。If
you take away all that he has, he will curse you to your face.
啊，因着这个缘故呢，神允许撒旦呢，夺去约伯他一切所有的。So
the Lord allowed Satan to take away all of Job's possessions.
啊，约伯呢没有亏负神他恩典呢，他为了神站立得住。
And so Job, even without all of his possessions, still stood for the Lord.
And then
Satan came again to
attack him. 那么第二次呢，神的跟他说，你看见我的仆人约伯没有啊？世上再没有人像他完全正直敬畏神、远离恶事了。
Then the Lord said to Satan again, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil."
你虽然激动我来攻击他，神称他自己负责，激动我来攻击他，但是他还是持守他的纯正。He
said, "You incited me against him to ruin him without cause, and he still holds fast to his integrity."
当地上有一个人像约伯那样的起来，为了神的公义站立得住的时候。
When there's someone in the world like Job who would be able to stand for God's righteousness.
不但神他自己里头喜乐，撒旦要蒙羞，因为约伯他的意正是要定撒旦的罪。Not
only is God pleased, but Satan will be ashamed because God is using Job's righteousness to condemn Satan.
神的宝座是以公义跟公平为根基的。
The Lord's throne is based on righteousness and justice.
神呢，在他自己是义以外，他还需要找到他的义的这发表，他的义的彰显。
Apart from his own righteousness, he needs to find another expression of his righteousness.
他需要一他要得到他的救恩，要得到一批人。
His salvation would find a group of people.
这些人呢，不但是他的在地位上是称义了，他在性情上就是个义人。
Not only will they be justified, be counted righteous, but in all that they do, they will be righteous.
这在神的永恒的工作里头是何等大的事情呢？在神的心中是何等重要的一件事情。
In his eternal purpose, this is such an important thing, and in his heart, it's such so important.
神呢，在地上要得到一批他义的彰显。
He wants to obtain in this world an expression of his righteousness.
要得到一批人活出神义的性情，彰显他自己的荣耀。
To obtain a group of people who can live out his righteousness and express his character.
所以他说呢，饥渴慕义的人有福了。So
the Lord says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness."
如果我们真的看见神在我们身上的义的那个崇高的旨意的话，我们怎么能不起来追求呢？If
we can see the importance of this righteousness in our lives, how could we not get up and pursue?
神要使我们得到帮助。And
the Lord wants to bless us.
但是呢，追求公义呢，这是代价的。
But to pursue righteousness, you have to pay a cost.
正是因为这个义在仇敌面前是蒙羞，所以是仇敌特别的攻击那些愿意追求公义的人。
Because those who pursue righteousness would cause the devil to be ashamed, he specifically targets those who pursue righteousness.
他说呢，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So the Lord says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness."
当我们里头真是有那个心起来，要来寻求渴慕神的公义的时候，
So when we have a heart to rise up and pursue, and have a hunger and thirst for righteousness,
我们里头必须需要有那个预备，需要准备。
We have to be prepared.
我们要付代价的。
For we have to pay a great price.
当所有的人，旁边的人。 都在做一些不法的事的时候,
when all the people around us are doing unrighteous things,
那么你做不做呢?
Would you do it?
你要是做了呢, 良心不安,
either you do it and you feel uncomfortable within
yourself. 你不做呢，旁边人呢，这个是说你这个说你傻，说你奇怪，为什么不做？
Or you don't do it, and the people around you would say, "You're a fool," or "Why are you so weird? You're not doing this."
其实我们今天在为神做见证的时候，什么样子的生活最能够见证神的自己呢？
And today, when we're testifying for the Lord, what kind of life most demonstrates the Lord?
是一个当别人都这么做的时候，我的主里面不做，站立的主。
When everyone else does this, and we don't do it.When everyone else says this thing and we don't say it.
这才是一个最好的见证，不是吗？
Isn't this the greatest testimony?
在工作场合是这个样子。
In the workplace it's like this.
在我们亲戚朋友当中是这个样子。
Among our friends and families.
在我们住的周遭的环境是这样子。
Where we live is also the same.
对不起啊，在老人公寓里面更是这个样子。
It's even more like this in the retirement home.
那里有多少的中国的同胞在那里
？How many Chinese immigrants live there?
他们需要我们传福音给他们。
They need us to share the gospel.
他们需要我们生活上有见证。
They need to see the testimony in our lives.
如果我们所做的事情跟他们没有两样，人家说谎我们也说谎，人家盗财我们盗财，我们哪里有见证呢？
If our lives are just like theirs, if when they lie, we lie. When they, you know, say hurtful things and we say hurtful things.
我们怎么传福音给人呢？
How can we share the gospel with them?
巴不得主怜悯我们啊，这是对神的公义啊，更多的认识，更多的渴慕。
We hope the Lord would be merciful to us, that we would have more understanding of righteousness and more, have a hunger and thirst for righteousness.
在这八福里面呢，神呢有两个福呢是跟神的义有关的。
Out of these eight blessings, two of them are related to righteousness.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为呢，这正是神国度的性质。
Because they speak of the character of the people who can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
The character of the kingdom itself.
And the character of the kingdom itself.
那么今天呢，在这世界呢，神所显明的是他的爱。
Today in the world, what is most represented of the Lord is his love.
那么神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
神呢，主的再来一再直言，一再直言，因为他要宽容，他等候，他希望我们悔改。神的爱显在这里。
The Lord hasn't come yet because he is eternally patient, waiting for everyone.It shows his love.
但是在国度里面完全不一样了。
But the kingdom is entirely different.
在国度里面呢，那么固然神的爱在那里，但是在国度里面要显出的是神他自己的公义。
Even though God's love is present in His kingdom, but it demonstrates mostly His righteousness.
以赛亚书他怎么说呢
？Isaiah says,
十一章里他说呢，当神的灵在耶和华的灵在。那个基督的身上的时候，他在国度里面要怎么样当治理他的国呢？
When the Spirit of the Lord, how will he judge his or rule over his kingdom?
他说必以他要以敬畏耶和华为乐，他行审判不凭眼见，断是非不凭耳闻。
And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear.
他要用公义审判贫穷人，用正直判断世上的谦卑人。
But with righteousness he will judge the poor and decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth.
他用口中的杖击打世界，要口里的气杀戮恶人。
He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked.
那公义要做他的腰带，信实要做他鞋下的带子。
Also, righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt about his waist.
呀，在国度里头啊，是谁在那里做王呢？谁在那里在审判？谁在那里治理呢
？In the kingdom, who will judge? Who will rule?
是我们的公义的主在那里做王。
It is our righteous Lord who will be king.
在国度里头呢，你不再有任何的冤屈啊 ，mistreated 啊。
There will no longer be any
mistreated.
There will no longer be anyone who is mistreated in the kingdom.
那在没有任何的那个在暗地里的恶行呢，会不被显出来的。
There will no longer be any evil deeds hidden in darkness.
在国度里头彰显的是神完全的公义。
In the kingdom, it exhibits the fullness of God's righteousness.
你盼望进这样的国度吗？
Do you hope to enter into this kind of a kingdom?
如果你没有公义的性情，你敢进去吗？
If you don't have a pure heart, do you dare to enter into the kingdom?
除非神把他的义坐在我们里头。
Unless the Lord places His righteousness in us,
我们显出神他自己的公义的性情来。
And we demonstrate His righteousness.
你不会喜欢这个国度的。
You will not want to be in the kingdom.
你不会盼望进这个国度的。
You won't want to enter into the kingdom.
谁在那个国度里头可以跟主一同掌权呢？
Who can rule together with the Lord in His kingdom?
谁能在那一堂中对他做王呢？
Who can reign there with Him?
就是那些跟主有同样公义性情的人。
Only those who have the same righteousness as the Lord.
唯有他们呢，有这个资格跟我们公义的主一同做王。
Only they have the right to be fellow rulers with the Lord.
唯有这些人呢。才能够在一个国度里头彰显他神自己的荣耀。
And only there would they be able to demonstrate the Lord's glory.
所以这八个福里头啊，有两个福啊是说到义的。
So of the eight blessings here, two of them speak about righteousness.
巴不得那个神把这样子的渴慕的心呢摆在我们里头。
Oh, we hope that the Lord would place this desire in our hearts.
我们又饥又渴，我盼望神的公义。
To hunger and thirst.
我们又饥又饥又渴，盼望神的义的性情显在我们身上。
And hunger and thirst that His righteousness will be made manifest in us.
我们不满足于只是一个仅仅被称义的一个义人。
We aren't satisfied with just being counted as righteous.
我们里头有一个渴慕，有一个盼望，盼望神的义显在我们里头。我们是一个心意的义人。
That His righteousness will be truly made manifest within us. That all we say and do would be righteous.
虽然我们要付代价。
Although we have to pay a great price.
虽然有的时候我们不见得能够站立得住。
Although often we may not be able to stand.
我们更是靠爸爸主对我们对那个主啊，把那个神的义的那个要求啊，那个里面的荣美更多摆在我们里头。
We hope that God's righteousness would be placed more in us.
我们里头啊，不但是能够羡慕这些事情，我们为了主。的那个神公义的彰显呢，能够是摆上代价。
That we will not just be able to admire these things, but that we will be willing to pay the great price.
巴不得神主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
先祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
The Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为你借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
That through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have
given birth to us.
That we have this living hope within us.
因着他十字架上面所成就的救赎。
That the salvation upon the cross.
那么让我们有那个站在义人的地位上。
That we may stand in a position of righteousness.
巴不得主他这个荣美的公义的性情显在我们身上。
May his righteousness be made manifest within us.
显在我们的生活里。
Be manifested in our lives.
让我们周围的人看见在我们身上的主，就把荣耀归给我们的神。
That the other people around us would see the Lord within us and give glory to Him.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
感谢我们的主，记得弟兄向我们所释放的信息。
We thank the Lord for His message, which was given to us through our brother.
我们看到我们的蒙恩得救，我们自己没有做任何的事。
We see that we are not saved by anything that we have done.
但是呢，如果我们在地上追求过一个圣洁公义的生活，我们每个人都要努力。
But that we must endeavor to pursue a life of holiness and righteousness.
无缘主保守我们都有这样一个心智。
May the Lord watch over us and give us such a heart.
好，请大家翻开手中的周报。
Please turn to your bulletins.
特别是右边这个带导的四项弟兄姊妹的肢体的软弱，请大家在祷告中继续纪念。
Please continue to remember all the brothers and sisters who are suffering from physical illness.
下个礼拜这个长周末是我们一年一度的退休会。
The upcoming long weekend will be our annual Memorial Day conference.
所以主日在这里没有聚会。
So there will be no meeting held here next Sunday.
如果因为各种原因不能参加退休会的，你可以在主日，欢迎你来参加我们的薄饼和信息的聚会。
If for any reason you cannot attend the entire conference, you are welcome to attend the meeting at the conference on Sunday.
不是下个周六，再下个周就是退休会后面一个周六有一个月一次的互联网上的追求聚会。
Not this coming Saturday, but the Saturday after, there will be a pursuit meeting over the internet.
6月1号的主日信息改为这个退休会的交通的聚会。
The meeting on June 1st will be a sharing about the retreat.
还有，也是相同的主日， 6月1号，周日有这个全教会的大扫除。
On the same Sunday, on June 1st, there will be a church-wide cleaning.
所以如果弟兄姊妹如果能参加的话，请准备好换洗的衣服来参加。
Brothers and sisters who can participate, please remember to bring your work clothes.
如果主允许，几年以后我们就要搬到一个更大的聚会的场所。
In a few years, we will be moving to a different church building.
希望大家努力，我们能保持一个干净的，也是一个场所。
We hope that everyone will be able to help to maintain the building and keep it clean.
现在就这个每周的这个周报，它都会放在这个教会的网站上。
This weekly church bulletin is also available on the church website.
如果你要看有什么报告的事项，你也可以到网上去查。
You can also consult this website for any announcements.
好，我们欢迎第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姊妹或者朋友。
We now welcome any new brothers and sisters or friends among us.
在我左手边。
Are there any on my left-hand side?
请报一下姓名。段先生，请坐。欢迎你们，欢迎你们，请坐。在我右手边有吗？
Are there any on my right hand side?
没有的话，我们。 休息几分钟，我们去楼下参加薄饼的聚会。如果你还没有接受主的话，希望你留在上面参加我们的福音班。In
a few minutes, we will proceed downstairs for communion for the believers, and for those who have not yet believed, we have our gospel class upstairs.
好，我们现在散会。嗯。